The leader of Germany's governing Christian Democrats, or CDU party, Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer, as she made a surprise announcement on Monday, she said she will not run to succeed Chancellor Angela Merkel as expected. Now, that news came amid a lot of political turmoil involving the CDU and the far-right Alternative for Germany party in the state of Thuringia, which we'll talk about in a moment, with DW's political correspondent Thomas Sparrow. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, Keith. Nice to talk to you this week. A very, very difficult week in German politics indeed.
Yeah, it's been interesting. Now, let's start off with Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer, who's affectionately known as Mini Merkel or AKK, because her name is quite difficult to pronounce for people like me, let's face it. So what's been going on?
Well, Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer, and I agree that the name is very difficult to pronounce, Keith, announced on Monday that she will not be running as candidate for Chancellor for the CDU and that she will also give up her position as head of the CDU. That's Angela Merkel's party. That was a very surprising news indeed, not only because Angela Merkel had actually placed her hopes on Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer to be able to have an organized retirement from power without many problems, without big controversies. And that's something that Angela Merkel will simply not achieve, because after that announcement by AKK, German politics is in a very, very serious period of political uncertainty.
Mm-hmm. Now, last week there was a vote in the German state Thuringia, and that saw members of AKK's CDU vote alongside the far right in order to elect the head of government there. And that kind of went not as expected.
That's correct. It didn't go as expected, that's for sure. And that's the main reason why Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer announced what she did on Monday. That election in Thuringia was a bombshell, because basically all the big parties in Germany had vowed that they would not cooperate with Alternative for Germany. The CDU even put it in its party program that it would not cooperate with the far right, also not with the far left. So what we saw happening in Thuringia, where with the votes of the CDU and the votes of the AfD, that governor was elected, was obviously extremely controversial back here in Berlin, because it went against the party line. And that explains why Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer then had to take that decision to step down, because in a way, her authority, where she was saying we have to stick to the party line, was not followed at a regional level in Thuringia.
Yeah, but didn't this guy who was elected, didn't he step down?
He did step down, but there are many people who say that the damage is already done. And I would actually agree with that statement, because there are many ways in which this could have been prevented. And that's where people say that Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer maybe didn't have enough clout to prevent her own party members from making that decision and voting in one way or another. There are other views that see this differently, Keith. But what is absolutely certain is that Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer saw her authority diminished within the party. And as a result, she decided to step down, because what we're seeing in the CDU, and the CDU is a very deep division among those who believe that the party line should stick, that there's no way of cooperating with the far left or the far right. And there are others who say, well, the political reality in many towns and in many parts of Germany is different, and we should at least try and talk to the far right. That's how, for example, some members of the CDU in Thuringia view it.
Mm-hmm. And what is the future of the CDU? Because if people are voting for the far right or the far left, and they're seeing that the vote is not really making a difference, does that mean the CDU will shift to the left or to the right in some way?
That is one absolutely vital question and a vital issue that will be decided in the next few months. What direction the CDU will take? Will it remain in the centre of the political spectrum in Germany as Angela Merkel shifted it during her time as leader of the CDU? Or will it move more to the right, which is something that other members of the party actually want, in order to try and attract some voters that left the CDU disappointed and went to other parties, in particular to the far right, to the Alternative for Germany?
Mm-hmm. Thomas, it's going to be interesting in German politics. Thank you very much for your expertise.
My pleasure, Keith.